God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This is Brother Hutchings inviting the listeners to these stations to another Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. And here now is Brother Jerry to introduce our broadcast.
Thank you, Brother Hutchings. Last week we started a series of programs with Dr. Carl Baugh based on his newest book, Why Do Men Believe Evolution Against All Odds? Today and tomorrow, Dr. Baugh will conclude his presentations. Due to the issue of intelligent design and evolution being taught in government schools, these programs and the book are valuable resources for anyone who wants to know the truth. So we're making both available to you again this week. As we mentioned last week, Dr. Baugh heads up the Creation Evidence Museum in Glen Rose, Texas. He holds degrees in philosophy, archaeology, and theology. Here now is Brother Hutchings.
We read in Romans 1:20, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power." What we see all around us that we take for granted in itself testifies to us that there is a creator. Dr. Baugh, it's good to have you on the program again today, and we're looking forward to your book, and I am praying and know that this is going to make a great impact on education today and be a witness for the Lord in his great power and witness of the creation, the things which he has made.
Dr. Hutchings, it's a pleasure to be back with you on the broadcast, and I think you're exactly right. It is vitally important that the believer get it settled in his mind that creation is absolute fact and evolution is absolute nonsense. It is also vitally important that the academician get it settled in his mind that there is no scientific evidence supporting evolution. Any evolutionary interpretation must be a skewed interpretation, leaving out a tremendous body of data and slanting the information deliberately. And this book, with 10 chapters, exposes the fact that major evolutionary scholars have admitted that the theory is not based in scientific empirical research data, but instead is a mindset. For instance, Chapter 7, we have a formidable task before us, Dr. Hutchings, to cover the last chapters in this and one more broadcast, but I'm so glad that many of your listeners tune in daily and have caught a sweep of the evidence. By the way, as Dr. Hutchings has already indicated, you can call Southwest Radio Ministries and order a copy of this book. You can request it from your local bookstore if they don't carry it. Then ask them to carry it, because many of the local individuals in your area would be vitally interested in this full-color, hardbound book, which is a major publication. Let's plunge into this area. Let's get in deep waters immediately. Evolution has been illustrated for decades by using the geologic column. Anytime you approach a class in geology or paleontology or general science or evolutionary theory, you see the geologic column, which begins with the trilobites, supposedly 600 million years ago, and then graduates to plants developing, graduates into what we call the Mesozoic era, from the Paleozoic era to the Mesozoic era of dinosaurs, and then to the Cenozoic era, which ultimately, according to evolution, led to man. Dr. Hutchings, I'm very pleased that Steve Miller, a brilliant artist, has produced with us, along with your artist in your studios, has produced in this book the most graphic copy, most graphic chart of the evolutionary theory, and that is the geologic column. But, of course, in this book, we show that in every single period, epoch, and era of the geologic column, there is evidence of human occupation, meaning that the whole column is in one single time frame. This beautiful full-color chart, spread chart covering two large pages, this chart is worth the price of the book alone. It begins with the Big Bang, and of course I discuss the Big Bang in the book, showing from scientific data how it will not work. It continues with the nebular hypothesis, that is the coalescence of this trash from a Big Bang, from an explosion into stars and planets, and particularly planet Earth, and then the supposed development of living systems. Every believer needs to know the evolutionary concept. We need to know what we're talking about better than the evolutionist knows his data. And in this book, of course, you have that entire chart in full color. And then in this book, in this chapter 7, we show evidence, scientific evidence, that this is not based in fact. In fact, the empirical data contradict it. Noted botanist and evolutionist Herbert Nielsen, I document everything that I'm saying to you on the broadcast, is documented in the book with the bibliological references. Dr. Nielsen wrote, "My attempts to demonstrate evolution by an experiment carried on for more than 40 years have completely failed." Now, here's one of the world's leading botanists and evolutionists and a professor of evolution, recognized worldwide, and he admits that his attempts to demonstrate evolution by an experiment carried on for more than 40 years have completely failed. And he continues, "It may be firmly maintained that it is not even possible to make a caricature of an evolution out of paleobiological facts. The fossil material is now so complete, and the lack of transitional series cannot be explained as being due to the scarcity of material. The deficiencies are real. They will never be filled." Now, most creationists assume that maybe there are some skeletons back in the closet that might suggest evolution. Well, believer, I want you to know that there are no unexplained skeletons in the closets. Paleontologist H.S. Ladd of the University of California at Berkeley speaks about not only the general deficiencies, but 9/10 of the chain is missing. He said most paleontologists today give little thought to the fossiliferous rocks older than the Cambrian, thus ignoring the most important missing link of all. Indeed, the missing Precambrian record cannot properly be described as a link, for it is in reality about 9/10 of the chain of life, the first 9/10, and it's all missing and cannot be filled. Richard Dawkins, of evolutionary fame, wrote, and I quote him in the book, "We should be very surprised to find fossil humans appearing in the record before mammals are supposed to have evolved." Now watch closely what we're going to develop, and it is all laid out in pictorial and textual form here in the book. He said, "We should be very surprised to find fossil humans appearing in the record before mammals are supposed to have evolved." And he said, "If a single well-verified mammal skull were to turn up in 500 million-year-old rocks, or I might say rocks that have simply been assigned an age of 500 million years, because as I show in the text, everything is recent by scientific verification. But he said, if a single well-verified mammal skull were to turn up in 500 million-year-old rocks, our whole modern theory of evolution would be utterly destroyed." Well, now, did you get that? One of the world's leading evolutionary scholars admits that if we could show man appearing in extremely old fossil beds, or evidence of man in extremely old fossil beds, then the modern theory of evolution would be utterly destroyed. Watch with me. In this chapter, on page 91 of the book, Why Do Men Believe Evolution Against All Odds?, I have a photograph of Dr. Don Patton, one of my academic associates, and Dr. Patton has been on a number of excavations with us. We were on an excavation in an area of New Mexico and verified a beautiful human footprint in Permian rock. Now, Permian, according to evolutionary theory, is supposed to be over 250 million years old. Then on page 92 of the book, We give the Burdick print. The Burdick print we have in safety deposit, and that print, according to evolutionary theory, appears in rock that's supposed to be 110 million years old. But now hold to your seat. On page 94, I give a beautiful full-color photo of the London artifact. Now, this London artifact is a hammer embedded in rock, Ordovician/Cretaceous rock. Now, Ordovician, according to evolutionary theory, is supposed to be 530 million years old. Now, remember, Dr. Dawkins said that if we could find evidence of man in rock that's 500 million years old, it would utterly destroy the modern theory of evolution. Well, this hammer is so sophisticated that it cannot be produced or reproduced in the world's most sophisticated physics laboratories today. Now, let me back that up. On page 94, I give you the Battelle Laboratory document. I give you the report at one of the world's leading laboratories, which shows that the elemental constituency is 96.6% iron, 2.6% chlorine, and 0.74% sulfur with no carbon. Now, metallurgists listening in the audience today would readily recognize that when you compound chlorine with iron, you get a powder etchant. There is no physical laboratory in the world today that is able to make an iron hammerhead with iron compounded with chlorine, yet here it is, more sophisticated than we know how to reproduce. Thus, we have evidence that man was around hundreds of millions of years ago, if you accept those long ages. However, according to biblical chronology, man, dinosaurs, all the living forms were created in a single six-day week of creation just a few thousand years ago. And these facts point to clearly to a pre-flood atmosphere. Now, on page 108, there is an artifact that we have in safety deposit here in Glenrose, owned by the Creation Evidence Museum, called the Limestone Cowboy. It's a modern boot with a fossilized foot, ankle, and leg in it. Now, according to evolutionary theory, it would take tens of thousands, if not millions of years, to fossilize this human appendage of a leg, an ankle, and a foot, all crammed into this boot. In fact, apparently, the individual fell out of an airplane or a helicopter or off a high derrick somewhere, because it's all crammed into the boot. We have had it CAT scanned. All of those portions of the ankle, the foot, and a portion of the leg are crammed into the boot, yet fossilized. But the boot was made in the 1950s. This shows that it does not take long ages for fossils to occur or for living material to fossilize. Now, on page 103 of the book, in full color, I show a photograph of Dr. Dale Peterson, M.D., and this photograph appeared on the NBC telecast, The Mysterious Origins of Man. It was a special telecast viewed three times by tens of millions of people, and central to that telecast was our evidence. I brought in Dr. Dale Peterson, a splendid anatomist, to analyze the fossilized human finger. Now, on this page 103 of the book, Why Do Men Believe Evolution Against All Odds, I also show a fossilized worm with a pigmentation, the cellular structure, all intact, because individuals have said, well, you can fossilize bone, but you don't get soft tissue preserved. Well, under special conditions, soft tissue can be preserved. Those conditions require an immediate burial of the material deposited, the living material or the biological organic material deposited. require fine-grained sand or composite material covering it and require pressurization. So here we have a fossilized worm photograph on 103 and then the fossilized human digit. Now, these fossils were recovered in the same layer with the dinosaur footprints and dinosaur remains. Here we have a fossilized human finger, and I show the CAT scan showing the internal structure of the bone. It shows the fingernail, the cuticle. It shows all three joints from the base to the tip of the finger and is specifically identical to the fourth finger on the left hand of a girl. Dr. Hutchings, this evidence every Christian home and every educator should have in hand. Every classroom should have a copy of this book because the United States Supreme Court in Edwards versus Aguilar, June the 19th, 1987, handed down a landmark decision. In that decision, the Supreme Court struck down the Louisiana law which required that any time the theory of evolution is taught, the concept of creation must be given equal time. Well, the Supreme Court struck that down in this Edwards versus Aguilar decision. However, the liberal press was very quick to print that, but they didn't print all of the data. Actually, I have a 500-page doctoral dissertation that covers this. That's on the Internet at www.creationevidence.org, but the public needs to be aware that in this decision, while they struck down the requirement for equal treatment, the Supreme Court verified that the teacher already has the right to teach any concept of life origins, including creation, as long as it is done with a secular intent in mind and as long as it is structured to enhance the quality of scientific education. Now, that's what this book does. This book gives the scientific data critiquing the theory of evolution, gives the scientific data showing that the geologic column simply does not work. It is contradicted at every turn, and this chapter 7 should become a chapter that is read and exposed from the scientific data in every classroom. Homeschoolers should order this book so that they will be aware of the data. Public educators should have this book. Every Christian home should have a copy of this book. And while there are many books that you and I have discussed that I'm in the process of writing, I thought this book should be released first to show that the teacher can take this book directly into the classroom, into any secular setting, grade school, intermediate, high school, college, university level, with the full authorization of the Supreme Court of the United States, because this book is written from a scientific viewpoint, and while it does not in any measure pull any punches to declare at the conclusion that the Creator is to receive all the glory because the creation points to Him, His power and Godhead are demonstrated. I'm looking forward to the final broadcast tomorrow to try to answer the question, why do men believe evolution against all odds?
Dr. Ball, you mentioned the hammer a few minutes ago. Concerning the hammer and the contents of the hammer, you know, years ago, they found a frozen body on top of one of the Alps, and he was called Uzi, and the European reported on the find. The report says that this person was frozen there on top of the mountain, got lost or met with an accident, and he was frozen in ice there on top of one of the Alps. But they said it probably happened 10,000 years ago. I think they're a little off on their timing. Even if we say it was 5,000 years ago or 4,000 years ago, they say his clothing were expertly made. It was made by a professional seamstress. They were beautifully made to fit, and everything was exact. It could be made by a modern tailor today. One of the interesting artifacts that was found with the body was an axe. And the report said that scientific analysis proved that it would be almost impossible to make that axe today, just like it would be very difficult to make the hammer that you mentioned. It was made in a different age. There are some interesting things that we don't know about the past civilization and the world that was, but you've certainly brought much of this information out in your book. And we're going to encourage everyone to write for a copy. Perhaps you would like to order an extra copy or two for your pastor, or maybe they would allow you to put a copy in your school library. Here now is our announcer, and you'll be listening tomorrow as Dr. Baugh will be with us once again.
Thank you, Brother Hutchings. Dr. Baugh's topic tomorrow is Why Good Men Believe Bad Science. It's a fascinating program that you'll not want to miss. If, however, you aren't able to be here, you can get all five of the programs in this series on CD. And you get them the same way you get the book, telephone, mail, or the internet. The phone number to call is 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. Or visit the website at swrc.com. A single copy of the 160-page hardback book will be sent for a gift of $20. You may want to get several copies. If so, the gift amount for three is $50. Dr. Baugh's Panorama of Creation, a 91-page softcover book, is available for an offering of $10. Better yet, get one copy of Why Do Men Believe Evolution Against All Odds, along with Panorama of Creation in appreciation of your contribution of $25. As I mentioned earlier, the five programs in this series are available on CD. Get them for a gift of $18. Arm yourself to stand up for the correct view of creation. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1:1. As you probably know, recently NASA retrieved a device that gathered solar dust for their inspection, and they say that'll help them to determine how everything was created millions or billions of years ago. They need to read Dr. Baugh's book, and so do many others. Get your copy now by calling 1-800-652-1144. The call center is open from 7:30 in the morning until 6 in the evening Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. At other hours, leave a message on the voicemail. If you want to write for the book, address your request to Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. Or go to our website at swrc.com. You folks in the Fulton, Texas area can hear Brother Hutchings speaking at Fulton Community Church Friday, February 10th through Sunday the 12th. For details, call 1-800-652-1144. It's time for today's Bible and the News Report over most of these stations. Thanks for being with us today. Don't miss tomorrow's Watchman on the Wall broadcast when Dr. Baugh concludes this series of your Watchman on the Wall programs of Southwest Radio Ministries. It's time for Southwest Radio Ministries Bible in the News Report, a feature of your Watchman on the Wall program. I'm Jerry Giltner. I'll be bringing you today's Bible in the News Report. At the beginning of a new year, news reports appear that consider the most important stories in the year just passed. Topics range from the frivolous to world-changing events. Worthy News, a Christian reporting service, posted a story on its website in January summing up the top 10 Christian persecution news stories from 2005. We'll bring you the first five in this report and complete it in the next Bible in the News report. We are quoting from worthynews.com, The story was posted on the internet January 12, 2006. Quote, dramatic spike in Eritrea. Eritrea dramatically accelerated its imprisonment and torture of Christians, even as the U.S. State Department designated it as a country of particular concern for the second consecutive year. Number two, hollow promises in Vietnam. Vietnam Prime Minister Phan Van Khai's historic visit to the United States in June, an equally historic secret human rights agreement between the two countries in May, and supposedly less restrictive religion legislation introduced in November 2004, all made headlines, but had no effect on continued high levels of persecution of Christians. Number three, state-sponsored persecution in Iran. In Iran, an Islamic court on May 28th acquitted Christian lay pastor Hamid Pormand on charges of apostasy and proselytizing, though he continued to serve a 3-year jail sentence for deceiving the Iranian armed forces by not reporting his conversion to Christianity. Number four, massive destruction in Pakistan. In Pakistan, some 2,000 Muslims, armed with iron rods, axes, and tins of kerosene, ransacked and looted 4 churches, a convent, a mission-run school, and several Christian homes in Sangla Hill on November 12th after burning the Quran, led to mosque to appeal for Muslims to teach the Christian a lesson. Number five, Sunday school teachers jailed in Indonesia. In a disturbing development for a country with a relative degree of religious freedom, Indonesian judges on September 1 sentenced 3 women to 3 years in prison for allowing Muslim children to attend a Christian Sunday school program. Close quotes. We'll list the remaining 5 top 10 stories of Christian persecution in 2005 on our next Bible in the News report. Persecution is to be expected for those who follow Christ. He said, quote, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Close quotes. That's from John chapter 15, verse 20. And that's today's Bible in the News report, a presentation of Southwest Radio Ministries. These reports, as well as question and answers, are published monthly in a booklet. If you want a copy of the publication, call, write, or visit our website to place your order. Please include a gift of $3 to cover shipping and handling. Call 1-800-652-1144. Write to Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008, or visit the website at swrc.com. Join us for the next Watchman on the Wall program and a Bible in the News report or question and answer.